Episode 2338, How Do You Make Accountability Work?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready? Don't get startled. It's Friday. Come on. I know it's been a long week, but a short week because we had a holiday week. And oh my gosh, you know, I actually remembered to take out the trash. How do you make accountability work? It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Can I just say, take a deep breath. The week end is here. Yes, the week has ended and the weekend is here. And yes, as with anything though, life takes work. Huh. But in the family, the challenge is how do you make accountability work? You know, this week has been a long week. Technically, it was only 4 days long on a traditional work week. But for me, it felt like 80 days in a work week. Do you ever have those days? Well, I think about our accountability. I think about how we raise our children up by holding them to certain standards, getting done what is important, and raising the children to understand what they do or do not do makes all the difference. It impacts the world that you touch. It impacts the world that your child touches. Real life is built upon experiences, one experience at a time. Of course, our children think an experience is a lifetime, but as adults, we know it's just a blink in the journey. Whatever your child is going after, he or she must be able to get a grip on life. And this comes through accountability. Yet who wants to be responsible for what you want? We don't, right? You're like, I have to put in the work. You want to lose the weight. You want to have a great child. You want to have a great marriage. You want to have a great job. And you're like, wait a minute, but that requires me to do the work, and that means I have to be accountable. Accountability is an obligation or willingness to accept responsibility for one's actions. Have you seen responsibility in today's culture? That's for you to decide. It's just a question I want to throw out there. Because I believe we can change the world by how we change and raise our children. How we lead them. And part of that is through accountability. As a family, we need to take accountability for ourselves. And as a unit, it's there. It's vital to what we want and how we see our vision going forward in the future. However, without accountability, all you have are individual events. It just adds up. Is there meaning? I don't know. That's a question mark that only you can answer for you and your family. But how do you make accountability work? Well, you got to build with consistency. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Build with consistency. I love this. The glue to accountability is consistency. You want something different in your world. You want to teach your child how they can impact the world. There's got to be accountability. In order to have accountability, there must be consistency. It goes hand in hand. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, master the routine. Your child needs to understand the process in which you go about having accountability. Let's take the easy go-to all losing weight. None of us like to lose weight. I had a piece of my birthday cake. It was given to me and shipped to me from my sister and my niece in Hawaii. And they wanted to get me something sweet. So they got me this little cute local round pound cake. And let me tell you, that thing weighs more than a pound. It's probably made with like 4 pounds of sugar. It's incredible, but it's heavy and it's dense. In order to make such a great cake that's so moist, so sweet, that a sliver gives you everything you need for the entire day, you got to master that routine. And it comes by building a recipe in your everyday. making sure that these ingredients are just right. With every single in and out that you do on an everyday basis, you got to master that routine. But unfortunately, we get lazy. We get tired. Our endurance is low. The fortitude, no more. And we've got our kiddos going, well, I want this. And they're acting entitled because that's what they see around them. They see it on social media. They see it when they are in the classrooms. They hear it from their friends. We've got to train them up to master the routine. Get in the game. When you want to lose weight, right? If I was to eat a pound of cake a day, do you think I would lose my weight? No. Oh, but that pound of cake, it was made from scratch. The best that I've tasted in probably almost next to forever, with the exception of my grandma's pound cake. It was extraordinary. But if we don't practice what we're trying to accomplish, are we ever going to be masters? No, we're not. So you got to master the routine. Number two, mimic the process. You, my mom, you are the role model. Come on, Dad, we got to step it up. You've got to be that consistency by showing consistency, how you live it out in your everyday life. Mimicking the process comes from how you brush your teeth. If you sit there and say, oh, you know that pound cake Christiane was talking about? Yeah, so I'm not going to brush my teeth unless I have pound cake because there's so much sugar in pound cake. And that sounds fine, but does it really work to the goal that you're after of living healthy, to taking care of your teeth so that you have majority of them by the time you hit 85 years old? No. So you got to mimic the process. You got to show up. So your children understand how they too need to show up. And I'm sorry, I'm going to just call it out like it is. We as parents are failing our children when it comes to mimicking the process. Because we say a lot, but we don't imitate what we're saying. There's no show and tell. There's only tell. Why do you think it's called show and tell? People learn more by watching than by being told. Master the routine, mimic the process. And finally, number three, move with conviction. When you have an end in mind, go after it with determination and direction. This conviction assists in building consistency. Think about conviction as passion. Passion is important. You've got to let it be the driving force. There are some things in this world that you just know matters. Like you take it to the heart of the heart and you're like, you will go to the ends of the earth for whatever it is, fill in the blank. Maybe you're fighting for a cause. You believe in something. You're like, yes, this is where I'm at. You got to move with conviction. You have got to be one that stands up and says, you know what? This is how it's done. This is where we're headed. And even though you get tired, you keep plugging through. Life isn't easy, but life is beautiful. And there's so many things to learn. And when you learn, you lead. And when you lead, you can love. But it all starts with you and your heart, building that consistency, having that accountability. The glue to accountability is consistency. So what are you doing when it comes to your family? Are you holding your husband accountable? However, in return, is he holding you accountable? Because it's not one size fits all. It's not one side of the coin only, right? And then, no. We've got to have our spouses hold us accountable, and we too need to hold them accountable. And guess what? Our children need to hold us accountable. I'm right now working on a cause that is taking a lot out of me. But I believe in it, and I'm standing up, and I'm willing to go the distance. I'm doing it with integrity. I know the mission at hand, and so I go forth. And it's truly one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. But in all of that, I can't accomplish the goal unless if I build consistency, and that consistency comes through accountability. And that glue, we know it already, right? I've told you. It's consistency. My children are watching what I'm doing, how I'm responding when I'm facing conflict or adversity. Am I doing it out of spite? Do I react, or am I responding appropriately? You see, life is built on experiences. And then we have in there sprinkles of feelings. And for some of us, it's like floods of feelings. And unfortunately, most of us live by feelings and not facts. Feelings are important, but feelings can also lead us astray. They can also cloud what is important to understanding. And so bringing quote unquote balance into our relationships, especially the family dynamics, we've got to have accountability. My children hold me accountable. At the same time, though, they see that I hold myself accountable. Have you looked in the mirror today and said, you know what? You're awesome. What's your goal today? Now go set out and do it. Hold yourself accountable. Go back to the pound cake and before that, the losing weight. I can't eat a pound cake every single day. It will not help me in maintaining my weight. I will eventually start gaining, and it won't be just a pound. It will be like 3 or 4 pounds in a day. We have to hold ourselves accountable. And when we train up our children to do that, that makes them invincible when they go out in the world. And I know that's what you want for your child. You want your child to be able to rise up against adversity, to be able to stand for what they believe in, to be able to articulate where they're headed. So let's give them a path to success and build with consistency. Allow them to see that accountability is not anything to run from, but it's truly something to embrace. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.